This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. Today we discuss the life story of Asma binti Yazid bin Sakan al-Ansariya radiyallahu anha. This is different to Asma binti Abi Bakr, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anha, whom we have discussed previously. And she was also known as Ummu Salama, but she's not the other Ummu Salama who was married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She is known as Ummu Salama Asma binti Yazid radiyallahu anha. She's very famous for having killed 9 Roman soldiers in the Battle of Yarmouk with the pole of her tent. Yes, as a female, she killed 9 Roman soldiers in the Battle of Yarmouk with the pole that used to hold up her tent. And she's also famous for having become a spokesperson for the women of Madinatul Munawwara. On one occasion, she appeared before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she said, "O Prophet of Allah, today I have come into your presence to plead the case for women. Allah sent you as his prophet for all mankind, men and women. Women also have had the privilege and honor of swearing allegiance to Allah and to you. We also follow your teachings and your sunnah. We women live within our houses and fulfill our duties. We are absorbed in looking after our husbands and fulfilling their needs. We see to the upbringing of our children and to the daily function of the household. Men, however, have more opportunities for earning rewards from Allah because they can do things which we as women cannot do. Men attend the congregational prayers in the mosque and special Friday prayers. They participate in the special prayers for the dead. They also have the privilege of taking part in the jihad. When they go for jihad, we are left at home to protect their property and look after their family. Are we not also equally deserving of reward from Allah?" The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so moved and impressed by her eloquent presentation and her plea, he turned to the Sahaba and said, "Did you ever hear anyone who expresses a better question regarding religion?" And Sahaba were also taken aback how eloquently and how logically she had put forward her argument. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned around and answered her and said, "Please go and tell the ladies whom you represent that by doing your duty by your husbands in a pleasant manner, keeping in mind what will make them happy and following them faithfully, you will please Allah greatly and He will give you the same rewards as has been promised to men." And she was very happy when she heard this news. She rose from her meeting place, reciting the words, "La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar," and she rushed and she gave the other women the glad tidings. And one day she was sitting with her friends when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by. And when he saw them, he reminded them that women should be grateful to their husbands. The other women just heard the Prophet ﷺ statement and they kept quiet. But she was very bold and she wasn't scared to ask questions. So she asked the Prophet ﷺ to be more specific. That, "Ya Rasulullah, you're saying that we mustn't be ungrateful to our benefactors. Be more specific. What do you mean?" And then the Prophet ﷺ explained and said, "A woman lives with her parents, then she gets married and Allah blesses her with children. At times when she gets annoyed with her husband, she says that she never got any happiness in his house. This is a display of sheer ingratitude to a husband. Every Muslim woman should try to avoid saying such things." Meaning that your husband does a lot for you. Now when you get angry, you tell him, "You know, you've brought me no happiness. I've never enjoyed a single day being married to you." These kind of statements are hurtful. And they also reflect a degree of being ungrateful. She was one of the ladies amongst the Ansar who was the first to pledge the allegiance of Islam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to take the Shahada. And this is something which was great. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Aisha radiallahu anha, it was Asma bint Yazid who was the one who helped Aisha radiallahu anha get ready. She mentions that one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to her house when it was time for Maghrib, and in the courtyard of her house they performed Salah. Then she offered him some bread and some soup that she had made. But she says, by the oath of that being in whose control is my soul, there were about 40 people who sat down and ate from that meal, even though that meal was only sufficient for a few. And that bowl, that container from which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate, I would use it for many years after. When anyone in my family got sick, I would pour water in there, I would make them drink, and they would get cured as a result. Asma bint Yazid used to always send the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam his favorite dish of dates and ghee, you know, as Indians refer to it, that kind of butter, that special type of butter. She would go and she would, serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During her lifetime, she was divorced. And up till that point, there was no precedent for the iddat of divorce. that when a woman gets divorced, that seclusion period, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah with regards to a divorced woman waiting for three menstrual cycles in reference to her after she had become a divorcee. It is mentioned that she was a great narrator of ahadith. There are 81 ahadith that are associated with her name. And she was also a very patient person, a person very dedicated to the cause of Islam. During the Battle of Uhud, her father Yazid, her two brothers and her uncle were all martyred. And as she was walking in, she was getting the news, your father has been martyred, your uncle has been martyred, your brother has been martyred, another brother has been martyred. But only thing she was concerned about was, how is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, that was her great concern. If you just look in short at the various events of her life, you would realize her greatness. She was there to serve the people of Uhud food. She was one of those where a miracle was manifested. The food for a few people fed almost 40 people. She was there at the time of the Bay'at Ridwan. She was there at the Battle of Khaybar, at the Battle of Yarmouk. As I mentioned, she killed 9 people with the pole of her tent. At the time of the Battle of Uhud, the Prophet ﷺ gave her the glad tidings of Jannah. She lived to a ripe old age and she passed away during the Khilafat of Yazid bin Muawiyah. That's after Muawiyah radiallahu anh. She had moved to Damascus in the latter part of her life and she's buried there. There's a very famous graveyard in Damascus. It's called the Babu Saghir graveyard, and the grave of Asma bint Yazid, also known as Umm Salama, is there in Damascus. I had the good fortune of visiting that graveyard and also visiting her grave. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Sahaba profiles from myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Until the next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.